howdy, folks, and welcome to Melody Ranch with Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the long saddle cruise down.
Yes, and meet all the folks here at Melody Ranch. Johnny Bond, Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Cotner, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. But right now, here's the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Till the stars in the sky cease to shine, dear. Till the sand of the desert grows cold. Till the last petals fall from the roses. And the silver in your hair turns to gold. Till the sun and the moon hide in darkness. And we wait for that great light to shine. Oh, my darling, that's how long I will love you. Till the end of the world, you'll be mine. And that's how long I will love you. Till the end of the world, you'll be mine.
Well, howdy there, friends. Thank you for dropping around to visit with us. Here's hoping that we can show you all a good time. And now, folks, as is our custom ever so often, we like to dig into our memory file and recall with you one of the better old favorites of days gone by. A mighty good example of which is this next song. I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. What?
Old Buttram just got his first lesson from the correspondence school today. And, brother, is he having his troubles already?
Already? Poor old Patrick.
Hey, look here. Here he comes now.
If a chicken and a half lays an egg and a half in a day and a half, two chickens and a half will lay six eggs and a half in a week and a half. That's all wrong.
Why is it all wrong?
Because I tried it once with a chicken and I didn't get one single gosh darned egg.
How come?
He was a rooster. Any questions?
Yes, there's some questions. This school that you're taking those lessons from must be awful hard up for students. That's all I can say.
Well,
yeah, you know, where you made your mistake, Buttram, was in not letting me teach you.
I've got news for you. That'd be really the blind leading the blind.
Nevertheless, and to wit, I'm serious about this you're learning. You see, Mr. Artery, my father, he was a very poor man.
And so are you.
Well, he was poor because he didn't have no education.
Oh?
Well, would you believe it? We're so poor at our house that if we wanted to catch a mouse, we had to bait the mouse trap with a picture of a piece of cheese.
What'd you catch?
Picture of a mouse. Any other questions?
Yeah, I think so, but give me that book. Now, let's just see how smart you really are.
Okay, ask me a question out of the book. Any question?
Well, what's the square root of 72.426 times 654?
Three.
You're wrong. Huh? The answer is 7,637,984.
So, anybody can be a little bit off.
You're so dumb, if brains was dynamite, you couldn't blow the wax out of your ears.
Yeah, says who?
Says me.
Is that so?
Now, wait just a minute. Just a minute. Now, that's enough of this. You're never going to settle anything that way. So I tell you what we'll do. We'll hold a little court session here, and I'll be the judge. Okay?
Okay with me.
Good. Now then, to each of you swear that all you're going to say will be the truth.
I do.
I do.
The whole truth?
I do.
And nothing but the truth?
I do.
In that case, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Well, don't just stand there, Johnny. Carry me over the threshold.
Many thanks. And now, it being yarn spinning time once again here at Melody Ranch, I thought I'd recall for you a story that all began late one night quite a few years ago. As a matter of fact, I was just finishing up a pocket mystery when all of a sudden... Wonder who that could be.
All right, hold your horses. I'm coming.
Hello?
Hello, Gene. Sheriff Dillon.
Oh, hello, Jim. What do you want this time of night?
The Green Exchange Bank was just robbed of $8,000 less than 10 minutes ago.
What?
That's not all. We just got a report that the guys who did it are heading out the Ridge Rock Road towards your place. I thought you might be able to help head them off.
Be glad to if I can, Jim.
Good. I'm leaving town with a posse right now. I'll check with you as soon as we get to your ranch. Ought to be in about 20 minutes.
Right. So long. Yes, sir, as it turned out, I could have gone back to my pocket mystery. Because I didn't see hide nor hair of anybody even faintly resembling a couple of bank robbers. What's more, I wasn't the only one. When the sheriff and his boys got out to my place, it seems they hadn't either.
I tell you, Gene, this thing's got me whipped. This makes the third night in a row them critters have slipped right through our fingers.
You say nobody's gotten a good look at them?
Not a soul.
Anything else to go on?
Nothing. Except this.
What is it?
The map I had made up. Don't know what good it'll do, but at least it's a place to start.
Go on.
Well, for the last three nights, these same thieving mavericks have pulled robberies, and each time they've taken off down this same Ridge Rock Road. That much we know for sure, but that's all. From there on, they just seem to disappear into thin air.
Well, in that case, Jim, the thin air you're talking about must be somewhere between town and my place.
Exactly. So, beginning tomorrow morning early, you and me are going to have a little talk with every single rancher living along this four-mile stretch of road between here and town. If that don't work, we'll try something else. But one way or another, I'm going to get them crooks, so help me.
Well, sir, by noon the next day, the sheriff and I had covered every ranch but one. And always, we got pretty much the same answer. If they had heard of any riders, it wouldn't have meant anything to them. Anyway, that's just exactly where we were shortly after 1 o'clock when we rode up to Grandma Bryan's place, the last ranch before we got to mine.
Yes?
Howdy, Miss Bryan.
Why, Sheriff and Mr. Autry. Why, what brings you two out here this time of day?
Well, I'll tell you, Miss Bryan. Gene and me want to ask you a couple of questions. That is, if you don't mind.
Eh?
The sheriff said he'd like to ask you two or three questions, if it's okay with you.
Why, certainly. You have to excuse me, though. Don't seem to hear so well lately. Getting a little deaf, I am, you see. I have to favor my right ear.
We understand. Now then, it's like this, Miss Bryan. For three nights straight running, we've had holds up to three different places in town.
Oh, say now, well, I'm right sorry to hear that.
The sheriff thinks the bandits may be using the Rock Ridge Road as their route of escape.
Oh, is that so?
Now then, Miss Bryan, try and think back. Have you seen or heard anything out of the ordinary these last three nights, say, between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, land of Goshen, no, Sheriff. My stars and little hop toads. I go to bed with the chickens. From then on, I don't reckon there's nothing that could wake me up.
Well, Gene, guess that's that.
Well, I'm sorry I can't help you.
Oh, that's okay, Miss Bryan. Thanks anyway. So long.
Goodbye, Mr. Archie. Oh, you too, Sheriff.
Bye, Miss Bryan.
Eh? Oh.
Well, Gene, where do we go from here?
Back to town and call a little meeting, Jim. I've got an idea.
Yeah, what kind of an idea?
I'll tell you when we get there. Come on, champ, up, boy.
Okay, men, quiet. Hey, quiet down, please. Now then, first off, I think you ought to know that this ain't going to be just another meeting. This time, we've got a plan to stop these no-account critters that are robbing us blind, and here's how it lines up. As you all know, Gene Autry's horse champion is the fastest doggone animal in these parts. So, as soon as, and if anything happens, Gene is going to take out after them thieving hombres. Now then, each one of you men will be assigned a position somewhere in town. From there on in, it's just a simple matter of waiting for the rats to enter our trap. When they do, whoever sees or hears them fires two shots and starts yelling out where he is. Gene and I'll be waiting out back of my office. When we hear you, Gene, get on champ and take off. Everybody got that straight?
Yeah.
Okay, let's all get going. Tonight may be the night.
Well, folks, let me tell you right here and now, that was one of the longest nights I ever spent. Midnight came and went, then 12:30, then 1 o'clock, then 1:30, then 2 o'clock. Finally, by 2:30, we were just about to give up and go home when all of a sudden...
Slim Martin, Sheriff, over here, back at the post office.
That's it, Sheriff, let's go.
Oh, boy. What happened, Slim?
Well, I spotted two guys breaking in the back door, Sheriff. I fired twice, like you said, and started yelling. They heard me, got on their horses, and beat it out to the Ridge Rock roof.
Good work. Okay, Gene, this is it. They can't have more than 3 minutes start on you, so get going. We'll be as close behind you as we can.
Right, Sheriff.
Up, champ. Hit it, boy.
Well, sir, champ took off like a bullet. And by 5 minutes later, we left the posse far behind. Up ahead in the bright moonlight, I could see two riders. Finally, at the bridge just this side of Grandma Bryan's ranch, I pulled Champ up and listened. The sound of the hooves had stopped. Quietly, I climbed down off Champ and walked over by the bridge railing. Funny thing, I remember standing there wondering how I'd lost them, when all of a sudden, there in the water, I saw the answer I was looking for. The usually calm and clean stream had been stirred up. And over on the right bank were the hoof prints of two horses. Quickly, I went over and got Champ. Then together, the two of us made our way downstream toward what appeared to be an old deserted grist mill. As we got closer, I thought I heard a horse whinnying, but I couldn't be sure. It was then I decided to get back up on the bank, only I hardly expected what I heard next.
Land sakes, Mr. Autry.
What?
What are you doing out here walking around in the middle of a stream at this time of night? You catch your death of cold.
Oh, howdy, Mrs. Brown. I didn't see you standing there.
Oh, you didn't answer my question. Besides, don't you think a lady's entitled to find out what all the commotion is that wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I thought you said you were hard of hearing.
Only when I want to be, Mr. Autry. And right now I suggest you reach and reach high.
What?
I get surprised, huh? I don't blame you. In fact, there. Don't look much like a grandma without this wig, do I?
Frankly, you never did look much like a grandma to me.
Yeah? Well, I'm afraid it's a little too late for you to do anything about it now, cowboy. Come on out and show yourself, Lou. We got company.
Yeah, I know, baby. I saw him sneaking around while I...
What's the matter?
Listen.
Huh? Horses, and they're headed this way.
Must be the sheriff's posse.
You know that's not a bad guess.
Shut up. What do we do now?
I'll get the horses. You keep him covered.
Right. Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea.
What?
That horse of Autry's. Figuring the time it took this guy to get out here, he must be pretty fast. Besides, we ain't got time to saddle up our own, you know.
Hey, you're right at that, baby. Here, hand me that gun and climb up behind that saddle.
Right. Steady. Okay, Lou. Give me the gun. I'll cover him while you get on.
Oh, no, you won't.
What?
Now, champ, now. I take that gun.
Oh, yeah?
Here. Good work, champ. Now get up, both of you. From here on out, I'll do the talking.
Oh, I'll get even with you for this, Autry, if it takes me the rest of my life.
I wouldn't count on that, Grandma. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you better save that outfit you've been wearing. Because by the time you get out of jail, you'll be old enough to be a grandma. neighbors. Every year, along about this time, I get a terrific yen to visit one of my favorite spots. Actually, it's only a short distance away. But once you're there, the whole world takes a back seat to its native beauty and charm. As the directions for finding this spot I'm talking about, well, they're very simple. You just go south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, and for a tender while I kissed a smile upon her face. For it was fiesta, and we were so gay, south of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered, mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered, mañana, for our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. But the mission bells told me that I mustn't stay. South of the border, down Mexico way.
Well, good friends, that seems to be the last rung on the old ladder for this Melody Ranch party. But we've got another swell get-together lined up for you at this same time and over these same stations, so try and join us then, won't you? Meantime, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again.